From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. At least one more American service member is dead in Afghanistan, bringing the death toll for Americans this month to 51. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that today also saw explosions and an attempted suicide attack near the capital of Kabul.
NATO officials say the American was killed by a roadside bomb attack in southern Afghanistan, but it didn't identify his exact location or his branch of service. The coalition also announced that a senior Taliban commander was killed by Afghan and international forces when he tried to stage an attack south of the capital, Kabul. The report said the man was disguised under a burqa, the all-covering garment that's worn by most Afghan women. It says he opened fire with a pistol and tried to throw a grenade. Afghanistan has seen a slow but steadily growing level of violence this summer as NATO forces try to consolidate gains they made this winter in Helmand Province and prepare for operations in Kandahar. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Lashkargah, southern Afghanistan.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai is again speaking out against corruption in his administration. In a speech today to several hundred Afghan leaders, Karzai called on and government anti-corruption officials to review the incomes of all government officials. Forecasters are easing concerns this morning about a tropical storm that's developed. Alex is the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, and there are fears it could disrupt efforts to contain oil from BP's blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. But Lixian Avila of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says it looks right now like Alex will steer clear of the spill.
It's forecast to move over the Yucatan Peninsula and weaken over land, and then as a depression merge in the southern Gulf of Mexico in a couple of days.
Avila also says two hurricanes in the Pacific are weakening and are no threat to land. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is expected to spend the weekend in a Washington, D.C. hospital after going to his doctor complaining of discomfort. It's not clear if it's heart-related, but as NPR's David Shaper reports, the former vice president has a history of heart trouble.
A statement issued by his office says Cheney went to see his doctors Friday after not feeling well, and on the advice of his physicians, he was admitted to the hospital for further testing. He is expected to remain in the hospital over the weekend. It wasn't immediately clear if this latest illness is related to Cheney's previous heart problems. The former vice president suffered a fifth heart attack in February of this year. Doctors said at the time it was mild and that as part of his treatment, Cheney underwent a stress test and a heart catheterization. The longtime Republican Party leader also suffered heart attacks in 1978, 1984, 1988, and 2000. In 2001, Cheney had a heart defibrillator implanted to monitor his heart and shock it back into a normal rhythm if abnormal beating occurred. David Shaper, NPR News.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Scientists in Argentina are trying to find out why large numbers of right whales are beaching themselves. As Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires, the numbers have been rising for the past 7 years.
The right whale is one of the world's largest mammals. It can grow to almost 60 feet in length. The southern Atlantic or Antarctic right whale is not endangered, but scientists remain puzzled by the increasing numbers of beachings. Most happen near the Valdez Peninsula in southern Argentina, an important breeding ground for the whales. Just 7 years ago, there were 31 beachings, which surprised researchers at the time. The number rose to 95 in 2008, and this year already more than 60 have beached themselves. Why whales swim up onto the shore where they die is not clearly understood. Some of the data was presented at the International Whaling Commission meeting in Morocco this week, but several Argentine oceanographers are currently researching the phenomenon. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
The teenaged sailor from California who had to be rescued in the southern Indian Ocean after her boat was disabled by a storm is back on dry land. Abby Sunderland was met by her brother on the remote French island of Reunion, where she again defended her family for letting her try to sail around the world alone.
I'd like to thank my family. They've put up with a ton of stuff to help me follow my dream. And there's been a lot of extremely unfair and offensive criticism towards them.
Sunderland says she was as well prepared as she could have been, but she is disappointed that things didn't go as planned. When asked if she'll try again, she said the accident earlier this month ended her trip, but not her dream. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.